morning, Miss Johnson.
Yes, good morning, Miss Brown. Thank you for coming. Please have a seat. The reason I asked you to come see me is because of your son, Jason.
Yes? He might misbehave himself? Me tell him all the while not to give himself any trouble, you know? You just watch me and him
look at me. Nothing like that, Miss Brown. Jason is a good boy. He doesn't really give himself any trouble and he doesn't do badly in class activities. But what I've been noticing is that he doesn't do so well in the mornings. He picks up in the afternoon after lunchtime, but in the morning, he barely seems to be paying attention. He doesn't really participate and sometimes he's very miserable. I'm just wondering if there's anything you can tell me about that.
Me not really know what to tell you, Miss Johnson. Maybe I just saw him stay. Him not really not know where when I drop him off in the mornings. Listen, man, them nowadays pitney are different, you know, Miss Johnson. As young as them pitney is, them have all kind of things about them personality. Maybe him just not like people in the mornings.
And you're sure it's not some kind of medical issue or something like that?
Well, the last time me care him go doctor, them say him all right. Maybe him a little bit underweight for him age. But him have plenty of time to get fat. After all, him is just 5 years old.
I have to ask you a question, and please don't take it wrong me, Miss Brown. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just asking this question to try and understand things better. Is Jason getting enough to eat at home, especially breakfast?
Well, to be honest, him not really get breakfast every morning, because not every day we have it to give him. But most days it's really just dinner him get when him come home. And if any leftover, him get it for breakfast in the morning. Me would I really like to do more, but me really can't manage it.
It's okay, Miss Brown, I understand. And you know, I have some good news for you. Starting this year, the Ministry of Education is expanding its school feeding program into early childhood institutions. So I will make sure that Jason gets something to eat for breakfast when he comes to school in the mornings. That should improve his participation and everything else.
Boy, Miss Johnson, that's a really good news. Me feel good about that. Thank you.
As of September, early childhood institutions will begin receiving assistance under the Ministry of Education's School Feeding Program. This intervention aims to drastically reduce the statistic that 30% of the nation's children go to school hungry each day.
Starting this September 2014, the Ministry of Education will expand the breakfast program to provide free breakfast and lunch to 70% of the early childhood cohort, or 138,000 children, with the remaining 30% who are better off having the option to make a contribution or pay in full.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The ministry has allocated approximately $1 billion towards this program, and the meals will use a combination of Nutrition Products Limited products as well as breakfast provided at the local school level.
Difficult to do, expensive, but we think it is necessary because so many of our children, it is impossible for them to learn because they do not have the adequate nutrition.
On the subject of school lunches, the minister noted that this year, PATH beneficiaries will receive free lunches 3 days per week. Parents will be asked to make a contribution of between $45 and $60 to help offset the cost of the lunches on the remaining 2 days. Help is also coming for another group of vulnerable students.
There is another group of our children, about 30% of the school population, who are not on PATH, but are very vulnerable. Sometimes they have lunch money, sometimes they don't. And for this group, we will expect parents to pay what they can when they can afford it. We also have children whose families experience a crisis from time to time, and we will ask our principals to continue to look out for these children and feed them when they can.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Giving our children the best start possible is integral to their growth, development, and future academic success. The school feeding program is geared towards improving the educational and social outcomes at all educational levels. It's also a major pillar in the government's strategic objective of fostering sustained human capital development for the nation's people.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.